Biden admin blocks some Venezuelan migrants from federal shelters in frigid El Paso. By Bob Price on December 23, 2022. The Biden administration blocked Venezuelan migrants without acceptable documentation from entering federally funded shelters in El Paso as temperatures fell to 18 degrees overnight Thursday. The government requires all migrants entering these shelters to have certain paperwork from Border Patrol. Hundreds of migrants who entered the country without being processed by Border Patrol are not being allowed in El Paso shelters that receive federal funding, including the city's convention center, El Paso Matters reported. Most of the migrants who crossed without being processed by Border Patrol are Venezuelans who expected Title 42, the public health policy allowing the U.S. to expel migrants, to be lifted on Wednesday. Alerta, se esperan temperaturas extremadamente frías. Bajo cero, a lo largo de la frontera de México y durante la próxima semana. No risque su vida ni la de su familia cruzando el río Bravo o el desierto. Quedes en casa o en un refugio seguro y evite una tragedia. pic.twitter.com/ic/jude/caco. CBP, at CBP, December 23, 2022. U.S. Border Patrol officials issue a last-minute warning to migrants about the freeze that is expected to last through Monday. Extremely cold, below-freezing temperatures are expected along the Mexico and United States border during the next several days. Hugo Carmona, acting associate chief of U.S. Border Patrol operations, said in a video released by U.S. Customs and Border Protection, "Do not risk your life and that of your loved ones trying to cross the river or the desert. Help avoid human death and tragedy, stay home or remain in a safe shelter. This is a warning of extreme importance." Some migrants are able to be admitted to shelters not funded by federal dollars, but hundreds remain on the city streets. Opportunity Center Deputy Director John Martin told CNN he asked city officials to open the convention center to undocumented migrants for at least the next 2 days. His requests appear to have fallen on deaf ears. "My biggest fear is somebody is not going to wake up tomorrow morning," Martin told the CNN reporter. "I hope that I am absolutely wrong." Overnight temperatures in El Paso fell to a record low 18 degrees overnight. Operators of the federally funded shelters, which includes the city-run shelters, are only allowed to admit migrants who have documentation from Border Patrol. Migrants who crossed the border and did not turn themselves into Border Patrol for processing are being turned away and directed to surrender for processing. Three men, who did not want to be identified, told CNN they have been expelled from the U.S. multiple times in recent weeks and no longer want to turn themselves into border authorities because they have been refused legal entry so many times, the CNN report states. The men say they crossed the Rio Grande and passed through border barriers without being detected by border agents. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price PTX and Facebook.